Chapter 1, Understanding the Ethereum Blockchain. The Ethereum platform is the second biggest name in the cryptocurrency space in 2017, with only Bitcoin having a greater mindshare amongst the public. The primary cryptocurrency that it uses, Ether, is mainly used as a means of paying for services and transactions completed by decentralized applications that are run on the platform. Ether also sees a reasonable amount of speculative investment, with one Ether being worth a little more than $300 as of October 2017. The Ethereum platform is also heavily invested in smart contract technology, and indeed, most of its decentralized applications operate through one type of smart contract or another. A smart contract is essentially just a few lines of code that are set to activate if certain external conditions are met. Once the smart contract identifies the conditions are met, it can then do things like activating a trade, seeking digital signatures, or transferring funds between specified accounts. The idea for Ethereum was born when a former Bitcoin programmer named Vitalik Buterin in 2013 authored a white paper on the topic of decentralized applications. He initially hoped to add a type of scripting language to the Bitcoin infrastructure, but his pitch was ignored. Rather than give up on his idea, Buterin left his job and by the spring of 2014, started working on the Ethereum platform, which debuted in the summer of 2015. While Bitcoin took the world by storm because it was new, Ethereum is currently drawing interest from the professional world due to its excellent implementation of blockchain technology, but also the meaningful ways that smart contracts can change the way business of all types is handled. In fact, in the spring of 2017, a wide swath of blockchain startups, Fortune 500 companies, technology companies, and research groups all came together to create an organization known as the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance. Starting with just 30 members, the organization already has more than 100, including companies like Samsung, Intel, Microsoft, and JP Morgan. The alliance's goal is to create an official reference standard for the Ethereum blockchain as a whole, while also creating a new and improved variation of the blockchain which can provide companies more of the services they need in order to get behind cryptocurrency in a big way. Looking towards the future, Ethereum may very well be the cryptocurrency of the future for several reasons, the first of which being that it runs on an updated version of the blockchain code that its primary competitor Bitcoin operates, on which means it is faster and scales more easily. This is despite the fact that smart contracts mean a vast majority of the blocks in the Ethereum blockchain contain far more information than Bitcoin blockchains do. These benefits are already being noticed by users as well. The Ethereum blockchain has already processed about 50% of the transactions that Bitcoin has, despite the latter having a full 5-year head start. This additional data is being taken up by smart contracts doing the work of things like contract negotiators and completing all manner of otherwise complicated financial transactions. These contracts are seeing quick adoption thanks to the ease with which transactions can be verified after the fact, while also ensuring that no party in a transaction pulls out once the agreement has been made. This is not to say that smart contracts are the same as traditional contracts, only that they can work hand in hand with traditional contracts with ease. In fact, Ethereum executives have officially stated that the platform's goal when it comes to promoting smart contracts is to decrease the standard cost of the fees associated with more traditional contracts by simplifying them and making them as easy to enforce as possible. While smart contracts are useful in a wide number of ways, they are still a fairly limited technology, at least for now. They will only work when it comes to binary actions. There is no room for gray when it comes to getting them to work properly. They are like light switches. They are either activated or not. Despite their limitations, smart contracts are already seeing a great deal of interest around the world as a way of issuing payments or for copyrighted material in hopes of cutting down on piracy.